when all of my cousins are married. I read books about marriage customs in India, trying to remember that I am above words like arranged, dowry, engineer. On page 28, it says to show approval and happiness for the new couple, throw dead crispy spiders instead of rice or birdseed. Female relatives will brush the corners of closets for months, swipe under kitchen sinks with a dry cloth to collect the basketfuls needed for the ceremony. 4 years ago, I was reading a glossy. Always reading, chides my grandmother in her living room, and a spider larger than my hand sidled out from underneath a floor-length curtain and left through the front door without saying goodbye. No apologies for its size, its legs only slightly thinner than a pencil. None of my cousins thought anything was wrong. But it didn't bite you. It left, no? I know what they are thinking. She is the oldest grandchild and not married. Afraid of spiders. But it's not that I'm squeamish. It's not that I need to stand on a chair if I spy a bug scooting along my baseboards. I just want someone who gasps at a gigantic jackfruit still dangling from a thin branch, 30 feet in the air. Someone who can see a dark cluster of spider eyes and our two tiny faces smashed cheek to cheek, reflected in each.